toll road, they want to build that with that.
Well, a toll road naturally is a limited access highway. But there are plenty of four-lane and six-lane highways that are not limited access. See, what that means, I guess, is that, what it means definitely is that they're fenced in and there are only major entrances and exits, and that anybody that builds or has businesses along the side of them have to reach them by a frontage road rather than just tapping onto the main highway with a driveway or a crossroad wherever they want to.
Alright, just what are some of the main streets in Atlanta?
Well, Peachtree Road, Postalina. How main do you want to be?
Well, those are main. And what's
Moreland Avenue.
Social or historical significance?
Moreland Avenue, Briarcliff. Social significance.
Yeah, like do certain types of people live along Roswell Road?
Right now mostly apartment dwellers live along Roswell Road. And
what about Postalina?
Postalina is about Hyfe business now, and Hyfe real great big old homes that are turning into boarding houses, to my way of thinking. No, Boulevard is mostly black apartment dwellers.
And Cascade is?
Cascade is middle class homes that are now probably occupied at least close to 50% by blacks.
And Peachtree, is that always?
Peachtree is the main drag, but it isn't of much social significance anymore.
Historically, it would be.
Yeah.
As far as the development of the city.
Yeah, because the city developed in a northerly direction along the route of Peachtree Street and Peachtree Road.
But what about Peachtree in relation to Piedmont, which would be more important as far as
Peachtree is more important by far.
Why do you think that happened? And why didn't Piedmont develop in the same way that?
Because it didn't start in the center of town. You see, Peachtree started at Five Points. And just a few blocks from the start was the old governor's mansion. It was where, generally speaking, where the Regency Hyatt House is now, just a little bit north of there.
The governor's mansion
was here? Let's say, no, it was across the street from where the Regency Hyatt House is now. Yeah, in that area. And there used to be a great big old house just a little north of the Regency Hyatt House on the same side of the street that I remember seeing when they tore it down. It was huge.
Well, there's still that house that's the Capital City Club across the street from the Regency.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
And the governor's mansion was down.
The governor's mansion was where the Henry Grady Hotel used to be before they tore it down.
Yeah. And you remember it being here?
No, I don't remember that. I remember that wooden house that just about took up, it was a huge house, had turrets and things on it, that was on the corner of Peachtree and Baker. Actually, I didn't know whether you knew where that was. It's where the government bookstore is, the Marcel building. But anyway, that Peachtree had those things on it, see, and as it moved on out, well then, it was a prestige street.
Is there another street in Atlanta with that much prestige to
it? Well, there are plenty of streets now that have a lot more prestige to them than Peachtree as far as local residents are concerned.
Yeah, but
none
of them
historically. No, Northside Drive, I remember when that was built, that was just built not long before the war started, before the Second World War. It wasn't a prestige street.
Okay. Without any of them in Decatur?